Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault on the provincial capital of central Uruzgan province. They say a house-to-house search has been launched to clear Taran Khat of any remaining insurgents. Local officials say Taliban insurgents fought their way into the city Thursday morning, triggering a battle with Afghan security forces. State media say Turkish authorities Thursday issued arrest warrants for six generals and several other military officials, as well as 16 businessmen, in connection with the failed July coup. Turkey claims they all had connections to the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the Turkish government says initiated the coup attempt. The government claims all those given warrants are part of what it calls the Gulenist terrorist organization. Gulen has denied any involvement in the coup attempt. Kurdish officials say six Syrian Kurdish fighters were killed and a dozen were wounded as Turkish artillery fired across the border Thursday into Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says some of those wounded in the attack on the town of Afrin were civilians. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva Friday. He will try again to arrange a ceasefire in Syria. The State Department says the talks will focus on reducing violence, expanding humanitarian assistance for the Syrian people, and moving toward a political solution needed to end the civil war. Kerry and Lavrov have met several times over the past 2 weeks in Geneva and at the G20 summit in China, but failed to finalize an agreement on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. This is VOA News. A survey published Thursday shows a majority of Americans